Okay, this is arguably the craziest thing that any of us have seen from Trump so far in this war. He put out a social media post that says the following: effective immediately, I have ordered the United States Development Finance Corporation, that's the DFC, to provide at a very reasonable price political risk insurance and guarantees for the financial security of all maritime trade, especially energy, traveling through the Gulf. He means, I mean, maybe he means the Persian Gulf, but he really means the Strait of Hormuz. He continues, this will be available to all shipping lines. If necessary, the United States Navy, get this, will begin escorting tankers through the Strait of Hormuz as soon as possible. No matter what, the United States will ensure the free flow of energy to the world. Yeah, remember, this is the same United States that blew up the Nord Stream pipelines, of course, and cut off Europe from the free flow of energy from Russia, right? He says, the United States' economic and military might is the greatest on earth. Typical Trump, all caps. More actions to come. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. So, I mean, where to even begin on this? All right, let's start with the basics. So, first off, the only reason that he's doing this is because, of course, there's total panic among European countries. There's panic all over the world because the Strait of Hormuz is effectively closed because Iran said so. And they have attacked some tankers, apparently with drones, and set some on fire, is my understanding. But more importantly, the insurance companies that typically insure these ships and oil tankers, they are refusing to insure these ships for obvious reasons, because it's a state of war. As a result, these ships aren't moving, and roughly maybe 20-30% of the world's energy supply has been cut off because of this. And although there's a little bit of a buffer in the system, a little bit of tolerance for some shortfalls or some delays, that buffer won't last very long, and many countries will be in deep, deep trouble if they can't get energy out of the Strait of Hormuz. And that includes many European countries, by the way, Western Europe. They will be the ones that will be in the most dire situation. Also, I believe Japan will be impacted quite dramatically. They will have to look for oil and energy sources from elsewhere, which will drive up the prices of the non-Gulf oil. And so guess who benefits from this? Russia, of course. Russia benefits. So Trump, by starting this war with Iran, yes, Trump and Netanyahu conspired to start the war. They initiated the attack. They cut off the negotiations. They did a surprise attack, assassinated the Ayatollah Khamenei, and now they're going to make Russia even more wealthy because of the increased cost of energy. So the big picture here right now is that Trump, you know, he operates in reaction mode so often because he doesn't anticipate these things happening. For some reason, he doesn't anticipate there being a problem. You know, he just thinks he can bluff his way through and brag his way through every problem. But it turns out that reality is much more difficult. And reality is starting to sink in. He's no doubt getting panic calls from the Gulf states and panic calls from European countries. This is why Spain has already refused to cooperate with Trump in terms of allowing its air bases to be used to attack Iran, etc. So Trump then reacts by saying, well, I'm just going to have the U.S. taxpayers cover all the insurance costs for all these ships, because the DFC, the Development Finance Corporation, is, of course, funded by U.S. taxpayers. It's actually, the budget for it is approved by Congress through congressional appropriations. And while in a normal year, the DFC is largely self-funding because it charges premiums, it offers loans, they get repaid, you know, it generates premium revenue from selling essentially risk insurance and things like that. But there aren't going to be any premiums from these ships in the Strait of Hormuz that are going to be anywhere near covering the cost of Iran sinking the ships. It's kind of like if there's an arsonist standing right outside your home with a can of gasoline and a pack of matches and a flamethrower, then Trump is saying, well, we'll sell you insurance for your home. Well, you know it's going to get burned down. So whoever is fronting the bill, the risk for the payouts, whoever that is going to be eating massive losses. And apparently these losses could exceed $100 billion if multiple ships are destroyed in the Strait of Hormuz. So Trump, the same guy who started this war, is now saying that you and I should pay for the ships that Iran destroys. Because Trump wants to try to insist to the whole world that the Strait of Hormuz is not closed, that it's open for business, and is going to tell these various tankers, yeah, go ahead, sail on through there. And, you know, if a missile blows up and you all die and your ship sinks, don't worry. We'll pay back whoever owns your ship. We'll pay for it. We, the U.S. taxpayers, ultimately. Which, I'm sorry, that's not acceptable. If anybody should pay for the premiums, it should be Trump himself. He should pledge his own personal wealth for this insurance project, if that's what he wants to do. But guess what? Even if there's insurance, insurance doesn't bring back the oil, does it? So if there's an oil tanker that is destroyed and that sinks, number one, it's going to be an environmental catastrophe. But secondly, it doesn't bring the oil back. And while Trump, of course, knows that you can print currency, you can print dollars, you can't print oil. You cannot print oil and you can't print ships. You know, when the ships are destroyed, they're destroyed. That's it. So that's why then Trump is saying, well, if necessary, the United States Navy will begin escorting tankers through the Strait of Hormuz as soon as possible. Oh my God, the U.S. Navy leaders must be losing their minds at this point. Like, what the hell did Trump just promise that we were going to do? Because the whole reason that the U.S. Navy is keeping its ships more than 500 kilometers, typically, away from the southern coastline of Iran is because Iran has an enormous collection of missiles and drones and even ocean water drones, you know, drone boats. In addition, Iran has shore-to-ship anti-ship missiles that are basically cruise missiles that hunt down the ships. And the closer those ships get to Iran, then the more missiles and drones can hit them. And if you're within 100 kilometers of the southern coast of Iran, it's a suicide mission. Your ship is going to be struck and probably destroyed, because Iran's going to throw everything they have at you. And how close is the Strait of Hormuz to the southern coastline of Iran? Well, it touches it. It's right there. And the entire Strait of Hormuz at its narrowest point is only something like maybe 35 kilometers wide. So it's no distance at all. This is considered point-blank range for drones and missiles and whatever else Iran wants to throw at these ships. On top of that, Iran probably has mines that are under, you know, at the bottom of the strait right now, mines that are awaiting commands to release themselves and float to the surface. And they also, today's sea mines are very intelligent. They can either, they can be programmed to not detonate if it's a ship from a certain country like China, let's say, or if it's a ship from the UK, then they can be programmed to detonate. Now, I'm not saying that the mine knows where the ship is from, but from being controlled from the shore, Iran can determine the ship's country of origin or country of ownership or whatever, because, you know, that's all public monitored information on the sea lanes. And then they can remotely direct the mines to go into detonation mode. So Iran may not even have to fire any missiles at all. Iran could sink U.S. Navy vessels. That could kill hundreds of U.S. sailors, depending on the vessel. And some vessels, the larger ones, obviously, you know, aircraft carriers, they carry 4,000 to 5,000 sailors. I'm not saying that Trump would be crazy enough to send an aircraft carrier into the Strait of Hormuz, but who knows? Maybe he will. And if he does, it's bait. Let's be honest, it's bait. He's trying to get it sunk. And this may be the whole reason behind this, is to try to get the American people to support a ground war, you know, boots on the ground, troops invading, by first allowing Iran to sink a U.S. naval vessel. And how do you do that? You just sail it right up to the shores of Iran and wait. Now, what do you think the U.S. Navy thinks about this? What about the sailors on those ships? Because for the past week, you know, you've been hanging out 500 kilometers or more away from the shore of Iran, talking amongst each other. Yeah, we're steering clear of that. We got to keep our distance, you know, so we have time to react if they launch something, and we're out of range of most of their missiles out here, you know, 500 kilometers away. And then Trump calls up and says, oh, by the way, I need you to sail right there. I need you to go right to the shore and go through the Strait of Hormuz. At that point, if you're a U.S. Navy sailor, you're just like, that's a suicide mission. And I don't even know how to swim, you know? I mean, it's not a good thing to be, I mean, I do all sailors know how to swim? I doubt it. I doubt it. You would think that that would be a requirement, but maybe not. Maybe they figure they never have to swim. But in this case, they might have to swim. You might have to swim to the southern shore of the Strait of Hormuz, you know, to get rescued and picked up out of the water once your ship sinks. So that's what this is right now. This is some kind of crazy, insane thing that it's just the latest crazy, insane thing that Trump is pushing. The reaction to this that I've seen on social media and on videos and so on has already been just astonishment. Like, Trump couldn't possibly be that strategically ignorant. Could he? Could he? And then, you know, the question kind of answers itself. It's like, well, yeah, he probably could. Because he's living in a delusional fantasy land. He thinks the U.S. has almost completely destroyed Iran already. He thinks the U.S. is winning. He thinks that the U.S. military has unlimited ammunition and can fight wars forever. He said that a day before. He said all those things. He believes that, and he's wrong on every single point. The U.S. is losing this war. Why? I mean, you can see it in the panic. The U.S. is losing because they're losing the support of the Gulf states. The world is in a panic over lack of energy supplies. And if the Gulf states can't sell their energy in dollars, then that's going to crater global demand for dollars, which will crater the demand for treasuries. You know, the financial implications of this are catastrophic for the United States. You can't look at this war just in military terms or kinetic terms. You have to look at it in economic terms. The U.S. is destroying the economies of Western nations right now, or at least setting up conditions that will lead to economic destruction by attacking Iran, knowing that Iran was going to close the Strait of Hormuz, which they already promised to do previously. They promised to do it, and now it's happened. And then for Trump to think that, well, we'll just escort ships with U.S. Navy vessels, that doesn't stop drones. It doesn't stop missiles. And even if you think it can, if you're going to fire anti-air interceptors from whatever Navy ships you send in there, well, how much ammo do they have? Not enough. Not enough. Even if they carry 300 interceptors, let's say. Well, Iran's got, you know, 30,000 drones or whatever the number is. They can just, once they see a Navy ship and a tanker coming through the strait, Iran will just say, well, you know, launch 500 drones or whatever, just to make a point. Just sink a Navy ship and sink an oil tanker, and then there will be no question that the Strait of Hormuz is closed for business. Then there'll be, you know, a giant oil spill, tanker at the bottom of the strait, and a U.S. naval vessel at the bottom of the strait, maybe blocking the strait. Who knows? Kind of depends on how big the craft is and how deep, because it's not even very deep there, by the way. It's not that deep, so I don't know what that would mean in terms of physically blocking the strait, but it would certainly psychologically block the strait. And it would also make Trump look like the complete idiot that he's proving to be. Because if Trump is boasting this big promise, oh, we're going to escort all, everything's going to be great, you'll be safe, you know, we'll escort you through the strait. And then the first time he tries to do that, a naval vessel gets destroyed. Then what's the world going to say then? You know, well, hey, Trump, you can't keep your promises. You can't protect the Strait of Hormuz. You can't protect the Fifth Fleet headquarters. You can't protect U.S. air bases. You can't protect the airport in Riyadh. You can't protect Tel Aviv. You can't protect anybody. You can't even protect your own ships. So what can you protect? And the answer is going to be nothing. Nothing. That's why it seems increasingly likely that Trump is going to absolutely destroy America's credibility and presence in the Middle East. After this is all said and done, most of these Arab Gulf states are going to tell the U.S., get the hell out. It's not worth it having your military base here, and there's no benefit. You didn't protect us at all. And even Israel's realizing, gosh, you know, the U.S. military can't protect us either. Israel's taking heavy hits. You're not seeing many of them because of all the censorship, of course. But they're taking heavy hits that you can find from alternative sources, such as certain Telegram channels, for example. Not on X, but on Telegram, yes. Here's a report from The Cradle. Major insurance companies have canceled their war risk coverage for vessels attempting to transit the Strait of Hormuz amid Iran's ongoing military operations in the Persian Gulf, according to notices posted on their websites. Quote, here's a notice from David Smith, head of Marine with Brokers McGill and Partners. Okay, I'm not familiar with that company, but I'm not in the shipping insurance business. He says, quote, as a result of this fast-moving situation, each underwriter is invariably increasing rates, or in some instances for vessels passing through the Strait of Hormuz, even declining to offer terms right now. Yeah, declining to offer terms. In other words, no soup for you. You know, no insurance at any price. Nothing. This decision takes effect Thursday. It follows vessel strikes in the Gulf that have left around 150 ships stranded, several of them damaged, and at least two people dead. The insurance providers, including Guard, Skuld, North Standard, and the London P&I Club, and the American Club, withdrawing war risk cover. Ship owners must now secure new policies at sharply higher rates or avoid transiting the Strait of Hormuz altogether. Of course, the problem is that once you're in the Persian Gulf, the only way out is back through the Strait of Hormuz. It's like a dead end. So you're going to have to get insurance or you're stuck. You know, Iran has already proved that it can destroy U.S. military bases, that it can hit targets with precision, that it has an ample supply of missiles, and that it's not lying about it in the same way that Trump is obviously lying, that, oh, we have unlimited ammunition and we can fight wars forever. There's no limits. We're the greatest military, blah, blah, blah. See, Trump's BS is starting to hit reality. And reality is a harsh mistress, it turns out. Yeah, that's an allusion to a book by Robert Heinlein as well, in case you're wondering. Reality sucks when you're a bullshit artist, which is exactly what Donald Trump has proven to be. And in reality, no ships are going to be allowed to transit the Strait of Hormuz unless they are ships from countries that are friendly to Iran, such as China or Russia or maybe North Korea or Brazil, who knows, but certainly not Western countries. So here's the real question. For how long can Iran maintain a credible threat to the ships attempting to transit the Strait of Hormuz? If Iran is able to continue this credible threat for a period of a few weeks, even just 3 weeks, then this becomes a global existential financial crisis that is Trump's doing. The world will point the finger at Trump over this, not Iran, because Iran is simply reacting to being attacked. See, that's why Iran had to wait to be attacked, because that put Iran in a situation where it can say, hey, we didn't start this, but we have every right to defend our national interests, and we have every right to defend ourselves against those who attacked us. You know, this is like a Second Amendment at a national level. Yes, Iran has the right to defend itself against acts of aggression, and it's using asymmetrical economic warfare in order to achieve that result. Now, you might say, well, there's innocent people caught up in this. There's the ship captains. Yeah, there's, you know, all the innocent consumers around the world who are trying to just buy gasoline. They're paying more. Yeah, that's Trump's fault and Netanyahu's fault. They didn't have to start this war. If they had not started this war, Iran would not have closed the Strait of Hormuz. So 100% of what happens from here is on Trump and Netanyahu. They chose to start the war. They initiated it. Despite what Marco Rubio says, somehow he says this is all Iran's fault that they started it. No, Israel struck the first blow and assassinated the Ayatollah Khamenei. That was the first blow. And from there, Iran has simply been defending its right to exist, which every nation has. I mean, the United States has, even the negotiations were bad faith. Even just the whole idea that there were going to be negotiations was nothing but a fake act by Trump and Witkoff and, you know, who is it? Was it Kushner? Is that who's with them? I mean, they're actors. They're not real negotiators. They're working for Israel. They're cosplaying like U.S. negotiators, but they're actually basically agents for Mossad. So that doesn't even count as real negotiation. So the U.S. is constantly operating in bad faith here, is not interested in peace, not interested in diplomacy. They're only interested in kinetically destroying the nation of Iran. And Iran has the right to defend itself and to fight back through whatever means it has available to itself. And that includes closing the Strait of Hormuz. So if Trump wants to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, he's not going to be able to do it with Navy vessels, because Iran will just sink them. You know, if you send 5, they'll sink 5. If you send 10, they'll sink 10. What Trump is going to have to do, I believe, sooner or later, is he's going to have to offer terms to Iran. And if I were Iran, I would say, okay, here are the terms. Number one, you're going to end all Western sanctions permanently. You're going to ensure that we will never be sanctioned again. Secondly, we are going to acquire nuclear weapons, and you're going to be okay with that, because nuclear weapons are the only way that we can obviously protect ourselves against Israel and the United States. So we're going to become a nuclear nation. You can inspect the nukes or whatever, but we're gonna have, you know, 100 nukes. We're gonna go Pakistan level of nuclear warheads here. And then thirdly, there would have to be payments for all the damage caused by the United States. So, you know, I don't know, $1 trillion, whatever it's going to take to rebuild all the buildings that have been bombed by Israel and by the United States. It's going to have to be compensation for that. So those would be my terms if I were in Iran's shoes. Again, we're going to have nuclear weapons. You're going to take us off sanctions forever, and you're going to pay us $1 trillion. Now, right now. And this begins when you pay us the $1 trillion. And then we'll open the Strait of Hormuz. Because right now, if you think about it, Iran has the Western world by the balls. Iran's got like an iron claw with your nutsack in it, and it's squeezing, just squeezing, you know? Because that's oil, that's energy. Got you by the balls. And every day that goes by, the ball squeeze gets a little bit worse. For those of you who are women listening, you may not understand the level of pain I'm describing here. But those of you who are men, you know what I'm talking about. If anybody's ever, like, really grabbed your balls and tried to compress them, not good. Iran's going to keep squeezing and keep squeezing until Trump capitulates. And at some point, or if the United States goes nuclear on this and just starts nuking Iran, well, that might be the other option to stop Iran. because I don't think a ground invasion is going to do it. So either Trump is going to have to capitulate or probably resort to nukes. Those are the two options that I see. And if Trump resorts to nukes, well then, that's when China and Russia retaliate with their own nukes. And that's when every city on the East Coast gets vaporized, you know, East Coast of the United States. Goodbye, New York City. You know, goodbye, Miami. Goodbye, Houston, too, probably. Goodbye, half of Virginia, et cetera, et cetera. Goodbye, Chicago, Denver, L.A. I mean, at that point, it's global thermonuclear war. And that's where Trump is pushing us, because he's a warmongering, deceptive lunatic at this point. He broke all his promises to his voters. He said he was going to be the peace president. He immediately went to war. Well, within a year, let's say, went to war. After creating the Board of Peace, no doubt. Let's create a Board of Peace and then use it to start new wars. That's what he has done. It's disgusting. And if he's not stopped, he might take us to global thermonuclear war, which could result in the deaths of billions of people. So if there was ever a time for Congress to stand up and either declare that the president cannot wage war without congressional approval and threaten to impeach the president if he does not put this to a vote, if Congress isn't willing to do that, then they're useless and they're complicit in the potential escalation to global nuclear war. But that's where this is headed. So somebody needs to stand up in Congress and say, no, this is not okay. Trump, you are not a dictator. Congress has the right, or the only power, to declare war. And if you're not going to allow Congress to have that power, then you're going to be removed from power. And they should vote to impeach. We might see that if U.S. naval vessels start to get destroyed and we start losing hundreds or thousands of U.S. sailors, which could start happening in days, technically. In days. So that's what's at stake here. That's my assessment. And, you know, we have a madman in the White House now, completely disconnected from reality, high on his own supply, just arrogant, ignorant, incompetent, has no idea what he's doing, and he's going to end up getting potentially thousands of U.S. military personnel killed, perhaps drowned, you know, death by fire, death by drowning, whatever. That's what's going to happen to potentially hundreds or even thousands of U.S. personnel. According to the IRGC, there's already over 600 U.S. soldiers that have been killed. Of course, the White House tells us, no, that's only six, or something like that. But of course, they're lying. They're always lying. And they're trying to paint a picture that this is a great victory when it isn't. Not even close to a victory. So anyway, we're still probably about, I'm guessing, 1 to 2 weeks away from the U.S. largely running out of defensive munitions. After which time, if Iran is still able to launch missiles, then things get absolutely catastrophic for both Israel and for whatever's left of U.S. military bases in the region. They will be decimated. There will be nothing left but, you know, rubble, half of a concrete wall with rebar sticking out or whatever. That's where this is headed. So Trump is delusional. He thinks he's going to win. He thinks that the U.S. is unstoppable, and he's already running up into the harsh reality of the situation in the Strait of Hormuz. So we just have to watch and see where this goes. I will continue to keep you posted as best I can. You can catch my analysis and interviews at brightvideos.com. You can use my free AI engine for deep research at brightanswers.com. It's about to undergo some major upgrades, by the way. I'll be working on that myself. And you can also follow my articles with amazing infographics at naturalnews.com. And I pray for America. I pray for our soldiers, and I pray for humanity. But it doesn't look like that's going to be enough, because, you know, the Satanists are running this thing, and they want blood and death, even of Americans. So sadly, you know, pray for humanity right now. We're all in danger. because of these madmen. Netanyahu, Trump, Rubio, others, they're insane. They're war criminals, and they're in charge. And they're going to take us to potentially the brink of global destruction. Let's hope that they can be stopped by, you know, either Congress or maybe through diplomacy, you know, some method that can bring them back from the brink of destruction. Let's pray for that. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.
Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Rangers store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and Iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.